Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tip. How may I help you?
Yes. I got, just was looking at my bank statement, and I was charged $59.95 yesterday two times for things that I did not order.
Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am, you can go ahead.
I have no idea what these things are. I did not order anything. I don't know what they are. But they're from your Top Life, Smart Life, whatever thing. They're two different things here. And I want them taken off of my account. I want my money back.
All right. Can I start off by having your zip code?
16374.
All right. Thank you for that. Give me a moment while I pull up the account. And what's your first and last name?
Ruth Messenger.
Yes, Ms. Ruth. And I do see an account matching your name. Just for verification purposes, may I have your address?
120 Cody Lane, Kennerdale, Pennsylvania, 16374.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember signing up for a trial on May the 5th for the Pure Smart Watch and the Pure Mini Pods?
Yeah, I thought that's what the payment was.
No, ma'am. That was for the shipping and handling. And if you tried it out and you didn't like the product, you were supposed to cancel within the 14-day period. And if you didn't, you would bill the full cost of that product. But it is only a one-time charge. You will no longer be billed.
I want the money back. Those things don't even work.
Hold on one moment, ma'am.
I was not told that I had to cancel.
Give me a few more moments, ma'am. I'm still trying to get my account, everything pulled up so I can see what I can do for you here.
Okay. I'll send them back if you – I had no address. There was nothing, no place to send them back. I'll send them back if you want them back. They're worthless to me. I didn't even really want them. I was just – I was – it was misleading, whatever I was looking at.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you, since you are calling after the 14 days, I can give you a 35% refund.
I want 100% refund. I'm turning in the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous. I didn't even want these things. I was tricked into it doing a survey.
All right. Well, ma'am, no need to do that. Just give me a few moments and let me talk with my supervisor. Okay, so yes, ma'am. I just talked with my supervisor. Just make sure that you send those items back, and I'm going to go ahead and fully refund you.
Okay, give me an address.
Okay, just give me a few moments, ma'am, while I pull it up. Yes, ma'am, I'm still getting you canceled out. I'm generating a cancellation number, and I'm also generating your refund. So if you could just bear with me, I'll have all the information that you need to send back the item.
Okay.
right, ma'am. I have the address and the cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the address for the return. So it is 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
80239.
Yes, ma'am. And the cancellation confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
45176. F as in Frank. A as in Alpha. 9. F as in Frank. 7.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Was there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.